USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Attorney General's decision to not attend a House hearing on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation has a fan in Vice President Mike Pence.
Members of the Judiciary Committee, elected members of Congress, ought to be able to do their job and ask the questions, and we fully support the Attorney General's decision not to appear. It's time for Congress to move beyond the controversies of the last 2 years and focus on the kind of things that will create even more good news in our economy.
On Friday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivered remarks at the annual American Foreign Services Association Memorial Plaque Ceremony in Washington, D.C. The Secretary of State has served in the position now for just over a year.
I remember quite well that the ceremony was one of my very first speaking engagements here. It was a sobering reminder for me at the beginning of my tenure of the risks our team takes on behalf of the American people.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans may be leaving out a critical part of their wellness routines, their brains. Holistic psychiatrist and neurologist Dr. Hila Kass explains.
A recent Harris poll shows that Americans may not be doing all they can do to take care of their brains, despite knowing that there are things they can do to help.
For starters, she says, your lifestyle is extremely important.
We need to get sufficient sleep, 7 to 8 hours. We need a good diet, such as the Mediterranean-style diet with fish, whole grains, leafy green vegetables. We need to exercise, which improves brain blood flow. It also improves mood and reduces stress.
Cass says there are also certain supplements that have been proven to help.
Nureva is a new brain health dietary supplement that's made up of two clinically proven ingredients that are natural and GMO-free. We also have the Nureva Brain Gym app that helps to retrain your brain in so many ways, and you can actually track your improvement as you go.
For more info, go to Nureva, Nureiva.com.
The Department of Labor reports the U.S. economy continues to exceed expectations. More from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Economists forecast that strong gains could be the longest in history. We get the latest report from Cody Parkinson of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 263,000 in April, and the unemployment rate declined to 3.6%, the lowest rate since December 1969. Notable job gains occurred in professional and business services, construction, healthcare, and social assistance.
Prosecutors have filed 40 counts against a semi-driver accused of causing a fiery crash last week on I-70 in Lakewood, Colorado, killing four people. District Attorney Peter Weir says witnesses saw the driver driving recklessly down Lookout Mountain just before the crash occurred.
Mr. Aguilera was observed by a number of citizens swerving through various lanes of the road until he descended I-70 in the right-hand lane of travel.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There was a lot of reaction on Capitol Hill when Attorney General William Barr did not testify on Thursday. Democratic Congressman from Tennessee, Steve Cohen, took a bucket of chicken to the hearing, although the hearing did not take place. And this caught the ire of Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina.
What this really boils down to is theater. Some of it almost to the level of comedy. And let me give you an example of what I mean. There was a House hearing today, and I'm about to put up a picture that actually was on C-SPAN, that actually occurred in a House hearing. You tell me whether or not the chair of that committee is actually serious about this subject when you've got a guy eating fried chicken in place of where they wanted Attorney General Barr to be. This guy didn't even have good enough sense to have Bojangles chicken. Really? I mean, can you honestly say you're serious about this, or is this like a circus and a political tool because you lost? You wanted the president to be guilty. You wanted to prove that he obstructed. I get that. A lot of it was a political exercise, but the bottom line is, after 675 days, almost $30 million when it's all totaled up, 34 people indicted, including Russians, 2,800 subpoenas, 500 witnesses interviewed, 500 search warrants executed, 230 orders for communication records, and 13 requests from foreign countries to provide information. Really? These folks, some of them are prosecutors. They know better.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.